Kikurim Yerushalmi corresponding to Tomid Bavli Daf Chofrov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the top line, Kahana Shol. Kahana Shol, Shtei Le'Rav, Zar She'ochel Truma. Kahana asked Rav, what if a Zar, non-Kohen, ate Truma? What's the law? Amalim Bav Misa. Rav said, if the Navira of Misa Bidei Shamayim. Mindesali Amalei Ani Hashem Hifzik Ha'inyan. Then you should say, Kohen She'ochel Truma V'Truma, Bemisa, ve'ein zar she'ochel truma bemisa. But after Rav prayed, he told him, Ani Hashem interrupts between misa, which was said for a kohen who eats it, betuma, and the issur of a non-kohen who eats it. A kohen who eats truma betuma is chayav misa, but a non-kohen who eats truma is not chayav misa. Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan, zar she'ochel truma ba'ovei misa. Rav Chiya quoted Rav Yochanan said that if a non-kohen ate truma, this is an aveir of misa. Masnifin, Messiah of Yerchanan, Ichle Truma, should say Bezoim, Toho, Shachal Tor, Vetome, Shachal Tome, Vetor, Shachal Tome, Vetome, Shachal Tor, Baobim Misa. And we bring a support for Yerchan from Abaisa, Zoim, Nankehanim, who ate Truma, if a Tor ate Toho Truma, or a Tome ate Tome, or a Tor ate Tome, or a Tome ate Tome, this is Navir of Misa. Ichle Truma, Begahanim, Toho, Shachal Tor, Kamisose, Torah she'achol tamei ba'asei, tamei she'achol toho, she'sei b'misa, v'tamei she'achol tamei b'loi ta'asei. Kehanim who eat truma intentionally, if a Torah ate toho, this is its mitzvah. If a Torah ate tamei, this is an issa asei. If a tamei ate toho, he is chayav misa. If a tamei ate tamei, this is a loi sa'asei. Ma'echa mismei me'torah she'achol tamei ba'asei. Why do you say that if a toho ate tamei, this is a positive mitzvah that he's negated? Rabbi Abba Bar Momel, Va'acha Yechel Min HaKodshim, Min HaTahirim, V'lo Min HaTameim, Kol Lo Yisa Aseh Shuh Ba Mikaych Aseh, Asehu. Rabbi Bar Momel answered, quoting from the Pasuk in Vayikra Chof Beis, Pasuk Zayin, and afterwards he will eat from the holy items. When he is Tar, he will eat Tar, Kodshim, meaning Truma, and not Tami. Any love derived from Aseh is like an Aseh. Rabbi Avina, Mimashu Shinema, Kol Asher Lo Yis Napir Kaskeses, Ravina asked, since it says, for anything that has fins and scales you may eat, do we not know that anything that does not have fins and scales you may not eat? Why do we need both sukim? Litain asei veloisase ala tameim. It's to put a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah for eating tamei species of fish. Again, to chsiv ha elu lehava chsiv asei. This is because a lav was explicitly written, but if it were not written, it would only be an aseh, a positive mitzvah. Hu have a kol eisase, shehu ba mikach aseh asehu. And the conclusion is that any lav derived from an aseh is an aseh. Rav Yosef shama la min ha-hocha, ha-tomei va-toho yachta v'yichlenu, kan ha-tomei va-toho yichlen mekarav achas, v'tume in ha-tomei va-toho yichlen mekarav achas. Rav Yosef learned the positive mitzvah forbidding a Torah to eat tomei from Hatoho v'hatamei yachtav yechelu. The Torah and the Tamei shall eat it together. Here, blemished kodshim, a toho and tamei may eat from one bowl, even though the tamei is metame the bowl and it's metame the meat. But chumma, a toho and a tamei may not eat from one bowl. They should say, no, dilma, eina tamei v'hatoho, oichon v'kara achas the kodshim. The Gemara asks that perhaps we should infer that a toho and tamei may not eat from one bowl for kodshim, but it's permitted for chumma. Hama b'yochon ba'amari, in the Gen Kodshim Kvaksiv Vahabasa Sheyiga Vahol Tame La Yechel. So the Yochanan Ramay answered that if it's to teach about Kodshim, this can't be because it already says in the Pasuk by Yikra Zayin Pasuk Yotes, and the flesh that touches anything Tame shall not be eaten. If we can expand a new law, we don't say that the verse comes to add another Issa, in this case Enase. Masnisa Pliga Al Rav Hatuma Babikurim Chayev Malem Misa. The Gemara asked a question against Rav from Mishnah, Tumah and Bikurim, a non-Kohen is Chayav Misa for them. Patala b'Kehanim, he explains that it discusses Kehanim who ate them b'Tumas Haguf when they were Tami. V'hu v'hataninan chomesh b'chiyesh chomesh b'Kehanim. The Gemara asked, well, the Mishnah also teaches the fine of adding a fifth. Is there a chomesh addition for Kehanim? Patala stadim, he must nisa reishu b'Kehanim b'sefer b'Yisrael. The Gemara answers, he explains Letzdadim, which means different clauses discuss different cases, and that the Reisha discusses Kohanim, and the Sefer discusses Yisrael. Masnifen, if you say Pliege, Rav Yochanan, Vasur Mezoim. We ask the Gemara, asks a question against the Yochanan from the Mishnah, they are forbidden to non-Kohanim. If the Rishon taught that a non-Kohen is Chayav Misa for Truma, the Sefer need not teach that he's forbidden. Patala Pachos Mekashir, he explains that it's forbidden less than a shear of a Kavayis for which there's Misa. The Hein Nichse Kohen, the Mishnah says that they are the property of the Kohen, the Abba, if they Bachir B'Shem of Yochanan, Lecha Nesatim, Lemashcha Legdula, Lemashcha Lesicha, Lemashcha Lahadloka. But Abba Achia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, and he was quoting the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Peg Yudches Pasuk Ches, to you I have given it for anointing. Anointing is for grandeur, which is the way kings eat. Anointing, for anointing what is normal, means oil, and anointing means for lighting lamps. Ha'isi'aymi ben tmeim ben tahayim. Perhaps one may light with it, whether it's Tamei or Toho. Ve'yabor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, laviyatum mena b'tamei, mavir at estatuma b'tuma. The Gemara rejects that. We evolve, quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, in bringing the Pasuk in Dvarim Chofav, Pasuk Yudalad, how you not destroy it, burn it in Tumah, means you may not burn Tamei Maisa, but you may burn Tamei Tumah, and this implies it's permitted only if it's Tamei. Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rabbi Elazar, minayin, as you say, lebikur, bikurim shenitmu, she'ein madlikim bahen, tamaleimu leviyatum mena b'tamei. Rabbi Zeir, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said, what's the source for bikurim that became Tamei that you may not light with them? It's the pasuk that says Leviati Mimeno Betomi. I did not burn it when it was Tommy. And the Gemara asks, the verse discusses Mathasheni, when we redeem it if it's Tommy and eat it. And you say so that the verse needs to forbid burning it? By Asya, she say Ella, Oi Balakur Pekesef Maisa Shinitma, she say Ukurabi Yehuda, Oi Vikum Shinitmu. Either the verse teaches about what was bought with Kesef Maisa and it became Tommy, and like Rabbi Yehuda says that it cannot be redeemed, or it discusses Bukurim that became Tommy.